Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2247, Five Statistics That Show the Growth of Alternative Investing by Robin of adimesave.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Yet again, we're featuring a brand new author here on Optimal Finance Daily. As usual with new contributors, I'll tell you more about the author right after the reading. But first, we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Five Statistics That Show the Growth of Alternative Investing by Robin of adimesave.com. Investors have poured trillions into alternative investments in the last several years, including cryptocurrencies. And alternative asset classes of all types appear poised to become an even more significant part of investment portfolios globally in the coming years. As higher interest rates and market volatility have pushed investors into alternative assets, PropelX collected critical statistics about the growth of alternative investments from financial, expert, and news sources. Alternative investing involves buying assets not considered a part of the typical asset classes: equities or stocks, bonds, securities, and cash. Some financial advisors also consider directly investing in real estate rather than real estate investment trusts and direct participation programs in oil and gas as alternative asset classes. Measured overall, it's a market that's poised to see an 11.7% annual growth in total assets from 2021 to 2026, according to leading investment research firm Preqin. Including alternative assets like real estate and investments in hedge funds is a common way to tamp down risk in a portfolio. Private art purchases, investments in exotic liquors and wines, as well as tangible collectibles, are also a part of alternative investing in the modern day. Including alternative investments as part of a diverse mix of assets in a portfolio can provide a buffer against steep losses in any one category, since individual asset classes such as bonds tend to behave similarly. The appetite for alternative assets is typically driven by a desire to avoid the downside risks of volatile markets. US and UK-based stock markets, for example, are more susceptible to swing one way or the other in response to Fed rate increases and global conflict. Private markets saw an influx of investors seeking to diversify into alternative assets when the public equities markets began their nosedive in early 2020 at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. That data is from the CAIA Association, which publishes the Journal of Alternative Investments. Later, the Fed raised interest rates to cool post-pandemic inflation, resulting in a sharp correction in cryptocurrencies. In 2022, the most common way for investors to access alternative investments was through buying into liquid alternative mutual funds, non-traded REITs, and liquid ETFs, according to a recent report from market research firm Cerulli Associates. Number one. Almost 5% more money was invested in alternative investments in 2022 than in 2021. A Cerulli Associates poll of more than 100 investment advisors found that asset managers maintained around 15% of their investments in alternatives in the first half of 2022, up 10% year over year. And those polled say they intend to increase that proportion to nearly one-fifth of investment dollars under management over the next 2 years. The top reason? More than 2 in 3 advisors polled by Cerulli said these strategies are necessary this year to reduce exposure to public markets and volatility and enhance client returns. Number 2, people with more than $1 billion in assets keep more than half their investable wealth in alternative investments. What do billionaires know about ensuring optimal returns? For one, they put more of their money into alternative investments, more than half of their investable wealth, in fact, according to the chief investment officers behind 50 ultra-high net worth family offices surveyed by KKR. Within alternative asset classes, the wealthiest investors in the world also said they'd halved their investments in hedge funds since 2017. It's worth noting that these ultra-high net worth investors are primarily focused on preserving and growing capital. Number 3, at the end of 2021, there were more than $13 trillion in assets in alternative investments. Alternative investments totaled $13 trillion in assets in 2021, according to the market research firm Preqin. The total dollar value in these classes has more than doubled between 2015 and 2021 and is forecast to reach $23 trillion by 2026. It's expected that investments in private debt and equity in particular will propel that growth. Infrastructure in particular has been singled out by the U.S. federal government and lawmakers as a funding priority over the next decade. Analysts have long pointed to the need for private investment in infrastructure, such as tollways and the power grid, to supplement federal tax revenues squeezed by interest on the national debt. North American markets are expected to see the most pronounced overall alternative asset growth, followed by markets in Asia Pacific. Number 4, investments in private equity make up most of the $18 trillion in alternative investments. Investments in private equity make up the lion's share of all alternative investments at $6.5 trillion, or 36% of investments, according to CAIA. 2021 was a blockbuster one for private equity, bolstered by government stimulus spending. There were a record number of buyouts and exits in 2021, all while simultaneously raising historical large volumes of funds. The average private equity deal size surpassed $1 billion for the first time, according to a report from global consulting firm Bain & Co. Bain found that not only was there tremendous buyout activity in 2021, but investments in growth equity and venture capital also saw growth. And number 5, over the last decade, an alternative investment portfolio would have seen an almost 9% return per year. Alternative investments hovered around 9% annual return over the last 10 years, offering a steady value proposition for investors to pad their portfolios. That's compared with a roughly 12% annual return on investments in the S&P 500 over the last decade, which can come with more downside volatility. The only other asset class with nearly the same volatility as the public equity markets are commodities, according to CAIA. The Bloomberg Commodity Index saw downturns, drawing funds down more than 61% at their maximum, on average, over the course of 10 years. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Statistics That Show the Growth of Alternative Investing, by Robin of adimesave.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. And thanks so much to Robin for this great post. Her blog, A Dime Saved, is perfect for any family trying to figure out their finances. Robin is a mom with a passion for personal finance who was inspired to start her site after going through a rough patch and realizing that she needed to make a change. She decided to write the content that she wished she had access to in her time of need, and A Dime Saved has become a great resource for all things money. Come by adimesaved.com for a lot more, and thanks again to Robin for letting us share her work. This article made me think of one I read a couple of months ago by Nick Majuli called How Do the Wealthy Invest? It was episode 2176, if you'd like to check that out. While it's interesting to look at what billionaires are doing with their money, it might be more helpful to look at how they acquired it in the first place. Nick says, quote, "There seems to be an obsession with the wealthy and how they invest their money, as if their allocation decisions are what created their wealth." Of course, for some wealthy individuals, this is true. Warren Buffett got rich based on how he invested his money, but many other wealthy people didn't. They got rich as business owners or doctors or lawyers or something else and have since allocated their wealth to private equity and hedge funds. He further explains that access to alternative investments is typically limited by your bankroll. While anyone with $1,000 can buy shares of an S&P 500 index fund, the same isn't true when it comes to investing in private equity or a hedge fund. For some wealthy investors, the exclusivity of an investment can be even more attractive than the promise of outperformance. Not all investing is about money. Sometimes it's about status too. And it's not as if tried and true stock market investing is out the window for ultra net worth individuals either. While alternatives might seem exciting, remember that the wealthiest 10% of Americans own nearly 90% of all US stocks. And that'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.